Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. We are your hosts, Marie Langley.
And Beth Jacobson.
And we are excited that you joined us today. We created this show as a venue to discuss the many facets of healing, shifting, and spirituality. And we have discussions on various topics and feature many guests, including healers, psychics, mediums, and speakers. And today's episode is brought to you by Marie Langley, intuitive realtor. Oh, that's interesting. Made a new title for myself. There you go. You can reach me at 651-303-0555. And Beth Jacobson, let me see, I called her something really good the other day. She's an intuitive and a spiritual therapist. You can reach her at 651-900-4136. And we have three shows. Today's show, Friday, Phone In Friday, from noon to 1. Our Wednesday Stress Buster show from 3 to 3:30, and our Sunday show at 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. You can follow our show on Blog Talk Radio by clicking on the follow button and check out our blog at divinegoddessradio.wordpress.com. And our email address is divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. You can also download our shows as a podcast using the iTunes or RSS feed buttons on our Blog Talk Radio page. And please, please, please like our Facebook page. Just go in and search for Divine Goddess Radio.
Nothing like faking.
And if you want to call in, the number is 347-327-9360. We are taking one question, a question from people. I'm sorry, Beth is throwing me off today. And also, if you have a comment that you'd like to share, please feel free to call in. And remember, too, if you are at work and you cannot listen to us, you can also call in and just listen. And if we do happen to click you on air, just let us know I'm just listening, and we'll move on to the next caller. So, as you can tell,
I just wanted to do something different today and just let her talk. So, you did a fantastic job, Marie. Fantastic.
Oh, thank you. You're like, she's laughing at me, so I'm like, try not to look at her. She's tripping me up. So, as you can tell, we are experiencing some fabulous full moon energy. We're in a full moon in Pisces, so people have been reporting lots and lots and lots of interesting and lucid dreams. I, for one, being a Pisces, interestingly enough, am not having any dreams that I'm remembering. I know I'm sleeping really hard, and I get a lot of messages through dreams, and the last 3 days during the full moon energy, I'm not waking up and remembering a thing. I have been waking up every morning, though, between 4 and 4:30 and going, again? So, obviously, either someone is trying to give me a message, but I am not remembering it. So, anyway, it'd be interesting to see what other people are feeling. What are you feeling?
I have been having very, very prolific dreams last night, but I asked for something specific last night, so I went to faraway places. So, folks, that's why I had her talk more for me, because I am still a little bit out of it, and I'm trying to ground myself. So, I'm just really, really tired. I need more sleep. But my dreams, a lot of things are being worked out. I don't even know what to call what it is that I've been experiencing. I'm still processing it, but at least I know what I need to go in and ask for. I'm going to go home and meditate after this. But, I mean, it's been really cool, really cool. Energetically, I'm doing really, really well. Today's my first day that I'm actually just feeling tired. I didn't feel like I slept last night, but I was, like, all over the place. But I'm going to different places I've never been to before because I'm connecting with Source at a different level than I ever have. So it's just getting used to that. So, but other than that, cool, cool stuff, cool stuff. The animal kingdom is huge, huge right now, and it's animals I've never seen before. And also there's ancient wisdom that's coming up. I have very ancient stuff that's coming up. So, you know, you have all this stuff coming at you at once, and I'm talking it as I'm sleeping because I can hear myself talking as I'm asking questions. So it's like, so with that, I don't think you're getting a real thorough sleep, so that's why I'm assuming that's why I'm a little bit tired today.
Huh.
So,
well, maybe I'll get my dreams after full moon. Maybe I'm being worked on and just being downloaded or whatever.
Cause, oh, yeah.
I'm I was excited. I thought, oh, I kept reading. Oh, I'm going to have these great dreams because I'm a big dreamer. And I'm like, okay, where have they been? And it's been really cloudy here, too, so I haven't really been able to see the moon either, you know, to meditate on or to cleanse my crystals in. So I don't know.
The energy is still there, so you would still be able to set them outside.
Yeah, but I like to actually, I feel a lot from the moon when I see it, so I like to be able to see the moon. So maybe this weekend I'll catch the last glimpses of it. And I know we got two more days of people evaluating their relationships. This is a big time. A lot of people have been commenting how they have been letting go of long-term relationships and how other relationships are ending and they've decided to finish them off. So two more days for that energy. So if you are in that circumstance and you're evaluating, this is the time for you to figure out if this relationship that you're questioning is for your highest good or not.
And I'm hoping that a friend of mine is listening to this today because this is exactly what we talked about last night on the telephone. So did you hear that? There's your second validation. And remember, you guys, you can call in at 347-327-9360 because we are taking a comment, or a question. So is there anything else that you're wanting to talk about and let anybody know about?
No, our guest, we are having a guest speaker this Sunday, Carlene Plant, and Sunday is the fall equinox, too. So,
oh, that's right.
We are entering a fall officially, and it is the equinox, so a lot of energies with that as well. And Carlene will be actually talking about those energies and what we're going through. So it should be an interesting show, 10 a.m. on Sunday.
Wow. Oh, and today is one of my nephew's birthday. Happy birthday, Jacob. I'm going to have him listen to this just so he can hear me say his name on here. He is a big 7 years old. Big seven.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Jacob.
So I have a question from our email. And let's see. And her question is from Joan. Joan has a question. She wants to know, will she find a house soon?
Will Joan find a house soon?
I'm hearing the word moving.
And I'm hearing yes, and I'm seeing yes. Big letters,
yes.
Y-E-S.
And Joan, if you don't have a realtor, you know who you can call.
But it would be curious to find out where it is. Are you staying in Minnesota? Because I'm hearing the word far. So I'm unsure of whether it's farther away from where it is you're currently at. Is it out of state? No, it's not out of state, so it is still in Minnesota.
Yeah, I'm hearing Minnesota.
Still in Minnesota, okay. So, but there's going to be a difference between where you're at now versus the area of where it is that you're wanting to go to. Where are you hearing? Are you hearing towards the cities?
Yeah, I am, actually.
Towards the cities that you'll be moving.
I'm seeing a lot of buildings, so.
Yep. I just heard towards the cities. And then I'm going, what cities? Twin Cities. So it's closer to the Twin Cities. I'm not getting the suburb.
I'm not getting a suburb. I'm just seeing a lot of buildings, so it would be somewhere probably around one of the downtowns.
Yes. Is there something that starts with a P? What starts with a P right around that area, around here? Could be Plymouth.
Well, there's Plymouth, but that's not close to the city.
What else has a P? I don't know why P's coming up for me.
I'm not picking.
But anyways, don't get caught up on that either, Joan. I mean, you know,
yeah.
You have a, or Jean, you have a say in that. But it's going to be towards the cities, and it's farther than where it is you're currently at right now. So, yes, you will be moving. Ooh, are you getting a month?
It's Joan.
Oh.
I'm hearing November.
And now I heard October, so I don't know if you're going to be finding this place in October and then you move there in November,
mm-hmm.
But October is a big month for you, so get packing.
Yeah, well, October, I mean, if you find something and write a purchase agreement, then it takes usually 30 to 45 days, so November could be her move-in date.
So is it, and then it depends on if you're renting or buying, so.
Well, she wanted to buy.
She wants to buy, okay.
Yeah.
Well, good for you.
Yep.
you know, there's a lot around here. There's a lot around here, so you'll be very happy coming towards this area. So let us know how that goes.
Yeah.
So on that note, what else should we talk about that we should let everybody know about what's going on during these energies? Oh, this is a good time, you guys, to write down your intentions for, you know, since we're even though the full moon has passed, but equinox is coming up here, you know, what is it that you want to manifest? Look at the stuff that you've done before. Check off what has happened, or reevaluate and look at, is that what you still want, or do you need to focus more on it? So this is a good time to write down what it is that you want to manifest.
Right, and it's a really good practice to get into. You can do it every full moon, and then you can look back and see, you know, did you accomplish what you tried to manifest? Did you partially accomplish? Do you need to change wording on anything? And also the fall and spring equinoxes is a great time, too, if you want to do long-term goals or long-term manifestations. You can do that as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so... All right, well, we've got a caller, so I will get them on the line. Area code 320. Hi, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
My name is Karen.
Hi, Karen.
And I'm calling from Granite Falls, Minnesota.
Oh, hi, how are you?
Karen.
I am fine. Yes, hi, Beth.
Hi, Karen.
I try to listen to you guys as often as I can, and I always enjoy your programs. They are so very good and very enlightening. So,
Thank you. Did you have a comment or a question?
I do have a question. Okay, here's the situation. I have an interview coming up on Monday. It's for a teaching position for the Department of Health and Human Service. It's down in St. Peter, and I would just like to know how things are going to go.
Karen.
Oh, I'm seeing them shake your hands and very happy. I'm seeing a handshake. So I'm hearing it's going to go very well.
Yes, yes. I'm hearing yes, and I'm feeling yes. And you're going to know right away, I'm hearing. They're going to give you an answer right away. You won't have to wait around for it. So what that means, Karen, I don't know. Just be open to that.
Okay.
So it feels very good for you because the time is right. About noon.
Beth knows I have been trying so very hard to find the right spot for me. So
Yeah, it feels very good.
I hope so, and thank you so much, ladies.
You're very welcome.
You're welcome, Karen.
Okay.
Stay positive. Just stay upbeat and just already see yourself in that job, the stuff that you're going to be doing. They're already saying yes, so you're already in the flow of that job. So that's all you have to imagine. And just so you know, another friend of ours is doing that. She got a second interview already. So I'm just like, thank you very much.
Oh,
so you have to
God.
See yourself in that flow of that job already, in the energy of that flow.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You got
ladies.
It, girl. You got
get
it.
Your input. Thank you so much. You
You're
guys
welcome.
Take care.
Have a great weekend.
Have a great weekend.
You
and good
too.
Luck on Monday.
Thank you. Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
Yep. Yeah, so that's also a good point to remember, too. If you are in, you know, trying to manifest something and trying to make something come true, keep it positive. Keep those positive vibes going. Imagine yourself in that situation as though it's already done because that puts that energy into it and helps things manifest a lot quicker.
And that's called being in the flow. So it's like imagine that it's within and it's filling up your body and that it's all around you in all directions, the north, west, south, east, as above and below. So you're in it. Just imagine what you would be doing. You're having fun with it. You're getting up, going to work, going to bed. You're excited about starting a new day. So you see yourself doing that already because when you do that, you're bringing that energy towards that connection, especially when you've had an interview and they're making that decision. So it's like, that believe it or not, those thoughts will go towards that cord and that attachment because we all have it. Every time we meet somebody or think about somebody, stuff does happen. So it's a very powerful time right now, very powerful.
It is. Well, equinox time is always very powerful. And you know, you can always, if you want to join any kind of equinox celebrations, just go to look on your
Facebook
or local websites or local meetups. there are a lot of events here and in the Twin Cities areas, you know, a lot of drumming events, a lot of people putting on their own kind of meditation circles. So, you know, get yourself involved and get into that practice of meeting with people from community, because that also helps you carry that positive energy, because you are helping to spread that with other people.
And then because there's Equinox coming up, that's a good time to write down what you no longer are needing in your life anymore. So you can have like a burning ceremony, because we don't have many of those days left. So you can get out and you can burn that which you no longer want, so you can recreate a new story, you guys. So when you recreate a new story, that means you're not talking about the past anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Anymore.
And that's a hard one to do, but it's a good way to get rid of any of your old energy and then just move forward with the new.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. So I'm sitting here trying to think all the things. And I would always say you can either write down a couple things or what would you say? I would say maybe no more than 10 or so. So
yeah, about 10. I know that's what we've done in the past. We've written down 10 intentions
mm-hmm.
and things that, you know, we're done with
mm-hmm.
and then burn them. And I know that some people will actually write down 10 positive things that they want
mm-hmm.
and burn them as well. So mm-hmm. it's kind of up to you what you feel you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether you want to just write them and keep them for yourself or you want to burn them. It's, you know, we did that one time.
Because remember fire, guys, fire purifies. Mm-hmm. With fire, it completely, it destroys it, and then it can build from that. Think about the rising phoenix. Then you can rebuild, and you can be even better then. So, again, those of you who want to be done with your past, no matter what those choices are, you can start anew. No matter what anybody says to you, you can start over. So it's like write it down, get rid of it, and then it's done with.
Right.
Then it's done with, and start something new.
Okay, well, we have a question in the chat room, and it's from Betty. 664, and she wants to know if Spirit has a message for her.
Betty. Let's see here.
Ooh, I'm hearing the words "move on." I don't know what the.
I am not kidding you. You know what I heard? I heard the Nemo one. Keep on swimming, swimming, swimming. So it's keep moving forward. You're doing the right thing. You are doing the right thing, and it feels like. And looks like just what we've been talking about, letting go of the past, because
yep.
it's been
on.
A very scary thing for you. Move on, because you are going in the right direction.
Yep.
So keep it up, Betty, and believe it or not, you are supported. Again, go back and listen to our Archangel shows, make that connection with them, reestablish a whole new connection with them. They are coming in. It feels like you have felt like you've been on your own for quite some time, like many of us,
mm-hmm.
but you haven't.
Yep, so
call upon
your
guides for more direction and what the next part of your path is. And remember, it's a step at a time. It's not leaps and bounds. It's a step at a time.
Right.
Because it's those steps that we learn something from.
Yeah.
So.
And I'm seeing inchworm, so that how an inchworm just slowly moves step by step, that's exactly what I'm seeing.
And the reason they're doing that is I'm hearing because it's for you to be able to recognize your growth. It's important that you see the growth that you have made. So I don't know if you can be like me, to where it's like, oh my Lord, is anything happening? And it's the universe going, do you see what it is that we see? So that's why you might want it to go faster, but if it was to go faster, you'd miss out on some important life lessons and experiences that brings back to the whole picture and you grow from, and then you can walk away and say, wow, I did that. This is where I'm at now, and that's where I was. So good luck to you, Betty. Good luck.
All right, so let's go on to our caller. Area code 320 again. Hi, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Are you speaking to me?
Yes.
Kim, and I'm from St. Cloud area.
Kim from St. Cloud. Do you have a question or a comment?
I have a question.
What would you like to ask?
Basically, what's going to happen in my life? What do I need to do at this point?
Need to do next slide.
I'm hearing release a lot of the old. You need to release. So you're carrying around something with you that you don't need anymore.
And it's very heavy on your heart right now. And it's very present moment because it's on your left side. So I don't know if it's a relationship with a woman or if it's relationship with self. I'm hearing it's relationship with self and with other women though too, but it's about self love right now with you. But letting go, let go of those hardships that you keep in your heart because you take everything so personal. But it's time to let it go, and it's time. A burning ceremony would be excellent for you.
Yeah.
And then how you want to start over, and what do you want to do? What do you want to see? What do you want to see yourself doing in the future? Do you want to be happy, joyful, blissful? Do you want to be balanced? Because you'd be amazed at how many people think, well, I just want this. Well, do you want those emotions, those feelings? Do you want those experiences? Do you want more positive energy in your life? Because we have to ask for it.
And write it down, write it down, write it down.
Yep.
Write down what you want. Write down what you want to move forward into. And really work on releasing everything from the past. Just be done with it.
Because remember, Kim, the new energies that are coming in, we are so brought up because of, you know, of past relationships, whether with the influences of churches, you know, society, the way they talk on TV with people. And it's about, you know, you have to just let go and let God, you know, guide you. But it's like, okay, there's part of that, but the new energy is about co-creating. So what do you want to be co-creator of? This is your world as well. You're not going to be told what you have to do. It's about free will right now. And you have all these people, all these bright lights who want to help you with moving forward. So what do you want to be a part of, a co-creator with? There's things you're going to have to do. And you know, Source is going to guide you on that path. But what do you want to do beyond that?
I'm also hearing for you to also listen to our Archangel show and connect with one of the angels, because... And you'll know which one after you listen to the description, but they're saying to listen to that because you need to connect with one of them, and they're going to help you on your path.
And it's deepening, because right now you're going into where you're deepening your connection with Source, because you've been disconnected for a while, like many people. So you're reconnecting to the Source, Creator, God, whatever it is that you use, that terminology. So you're deepening that connection right now, and you can do that through meditation. You can do it through journaling. And it's not as hard as you think, because there's a part of you going, oh, God, I don't know if I have what it takes. Yes, you do. You do.
Yep. You need to believe more in yourself.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense to you?
It's somewhat, yeah. I'm just going through a tough relationship right now that we just broke up, and
mm-hmm.
he's still in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And I'm struggling.
Yeah. Well, that's a lot of it has, you know, that's where you have to really decide, because as Beth said, we all have free will, but you also have to decide if this, you know, if it no longer serves you, this is the perfect time to let it go.
And you know what, Kim, when you can sit here and look at what did I learn from this, so you can look at it from a higher perspective. Don't look at this is what he did to me, blah, 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 blah. You look at it with, I guess the best way to do it is with a mature attitude, going, wow, what a phenomenal teacher, and I learned how to really go within and to really connect with myself. Perfect opportunity to learn how to love myself, knowing that it needs to come from me first before it comes from somebody else. So if you can look at it from that way, the universe applauds you. Because it's really hard. Mm-hmm. Choose not to be in that struggle, because you use the word, I'm struggling with it. Say, you know what, that's my old story. It's over and it's done with, no matter how new it is. Today, I embrace today. Because right now you're going to go moment to moment. At this moment, I am doing fantastic. You continue to say that no matter what you're internally feeling, guess what, that becomes your belief system.
And also try doing this. Try writing down, okay, here are 10 things that I learned from this relationship.
Yeah.
Here are 10 things that I no longer want from any further future relationship.
Yeah.
And when you start writing all of it down, you know, it helps to release all of that stuff and concentrate on what you learned, because every relationship we have is a huge teaching tool. And even, you know, right now your emotions are raw, and it's, you know, you're kind of thinking, oh, God, it's so hard. But as you keep doing it, and looking at it as a teaching moment and a learning lesson, it helps you to move on to that next step.
And you'll gain clarity and understanding, Kim. You will.
Mm-hmm.
Just remember, you won't be in this the way you're feeling forever.
Yeah, I just wish it would happen sooner rather than later.
It can. It's all a choice. All it takes is a word or a belief, and mm-hmm. you can shift that fast. It is that possible. Go down by a lake. I'm hearing go down by a lake, bring a journal with you, and just put it all on paper. And then send it away.
Yep.
Send it
and
away.
And you can actually, whatever feelings you have, anything negative or whatever you want to say, you know, write it all down and burn it.
Yep.
That's one of the best ways to release it. Write down whatever comes to your mind, no matter how horrible it is, just write it down, get it out, and then burn it. And while you're burning in it, just say, you know, I release all of these emotions and negative thoughts, and I choose to move forward in my life.
And then you can always go, whatever negative words you're using, do the opposite of. You know, if you're really sad right now, choose to be happy. Mm-hmm. If you're miserable right now, you know, you do the opposite words, because that's the old that's leaving, that's exiting. So just let it go bye-bye, goodbye. And you can do it. We're sending you love and light. You can do it.
Yep.
We believe in you.
Okay.
Good luck to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. So we're going to take our next caller, area code 937. Hi. Who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi. This is Sandy from Ohio.
Hi, Sandy.
Sandy from Ohio. Do you have a question or a comment?
I want to know about love.
Don't we all?
Yes, I know. Is anyone
coming in?
What would
you like to know about
in?
Love?
Is anyone coming in?
For Sandy.
I'm seeing a big heart. It's coming. It's like it's moving closer.
You're in a very good place. The universe is very happy with the work that you're internally doing. Continue to keep your heart space open, and I'm hearing very, very soon.
Yeah.
It feels like within the next couple months, so I would say it almost feels like November.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And also, too, you know, just remember to always continue to do whatever you're doing. And because, you know, a lot of us, you know, we might hear, okay, this person's coming, but sometimes they're stalled because when we hear those words, we stop doing what we're doing, thinking, oh, here he is, he's coming, and we don't continue to do our work. You have to continue, because if you stop doing what you're doing, sometimes that shifts the energy, and then that person takes 3 steps back. So just keep doing what you're doing, and just keep it going so that his energy can come towards you.
Well, and remember, he has to do his stuff also. So remember, it's a two-way street, and we have new energies coming in. Everything's unprecedented. So it's like what the universe is saying now, just don't take it and put it all in your heart, Wayne, and saying that this is the way it is. Because it could change. It could come quicker. It could come a little bit farther. It all depends on, has nothing to do with what you did or did not do, just so you know. Because then we personalize it going, oh, my God, what did I do? Here, I'm doing all my work. So, and I hear that all the time, but it's like, no. You guys, this is the energies. Did you know right now the majority of us are in a vibration to where we could not obtain unless we were dead already? So we're in energy that we've never existed in as, you know, in physical form. So it's like, do people even realize how prominent and significant that is? We're worried about, and I'm going, you guys, we're in really cool energy right now. Really cool energy. So, but love is on its way. That's all you need to know.
Mm-hmm.
Love is on its
that's
way. Keep your heart
fantastic.
Open. Keep your heart open.
And I'll still go out. I go out every Friday night.
Absolutely.
Just have fun. I mean, I don't go out looking for it.
Nope.
I go out and just have fun and be myself. I'm not going to change for anybody. So
there you go.
Like the way I am.
Yep. Yes. See, there you go.
That's the way
you got
to do
a girl.
It.
You got a girl. Good luck.
Fantastic.
To you,
thank you so much.
You're
you
very
have
awesome.
A great day.
Have a great weekend.
Mm, bye.
Right, you too. Mm-hmm. Bye bye.
Bye bye. Okay, so we'll take our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with, and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from heaven via Goddess Land. It's Queen Goddess.
How are you doing?
I'm doing goddessly. How are you all doing?
We're doing great.
Wonderful.
We're doing wonderful. Do you have a question or a comment?
I have a question. Well, I'd like to know whatever the goddess has to offer me. But I do. I have something I have to do with the airlines in terms of them treating me fairly. So I'd really like to know about that. But anything else that comes, I would very much appreciate it. And it's Delta Airline.
I hear lawsuit. Have you started any kind of legal proceedings?
I haven't started them yet. I'm putting all my ducks in a row.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm hearing lawsuit. Feels very good. A very good outcome. Remember to be very strong. Not to personalize it. Remember, it's an experience. It's a lesson. And if you can stay in that frame of mind, it's going to happen really quick and really easily. Because what needs to happen. That's what I'm hearing.
Okay. Lawsuit like Better Business Bureau, acquiring a lawyer, going to the media. Can you give me any more insight?
Well, I'm hearing definitely a lawyer.
I'm hearing Better Business. I heard yes with Better Business. And with that, because I'm asking how would she do it at media if she went to the media, it might be to where it ends up to where the media might become involved with that, but I'm not getting definite feedback of whether or not you're going to the media. But definitely Better Business Bureau, yes. I'm hearing yes, two thumbs up on that one.
I'm seeing a newspaper article, so.
A newspaper article?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that would be media. Mm-hmm. That would be media. Yep. So, yes, if you wrote something up.
Or if someone heard of your story, I'm hearing that you would be approached for the story.
That's what I've gotten that, that's kind of been suggested to me, too, that the, like the attorney would appear, or, you know, somehow this is going to be heard about, maybe just me talking about it on Blog Talk. I don't know yet, but I'm, like I said, I'm getting my ducks in a row, and
yeah.
and you see a good outcome.
Yeah,
I
definitely, yeah,
yeah,
and like I said,
yeah.
I'm seeing your picture. I don't know what you look like, but I'm seeing a picture of a woman in the newspaper with an article, so.
And you know, with blog, because there's blogging that you can do, people can have access to that. You could be a guest blogger, you know, and write up an article and put it on somebody else's blog that has a lot of hits. I mean, there's different ways that you can get your article all over the place to get that recognition, just so you know. Ooh, YouTube is big.
Mm-hmm.
You could get on there and speak to where it's like you have it all written up or practice what you're going to say, and you can do it YouTube because anybody can download on YouTube. So it's like there's so many different ways that you can put it out there.
Those are good suggestions. Should I... You said my a woman's face. Should I present myself totally, or should I be in? Should I be veiled, or you know? I mean,
no,
you know,
I
should
see,
I be camouflaged? Or
no, I see full face. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
and you have
you.
To go with what you're feeling right now. But if this is you sitting here, you're here to make a statement. You're about making change. It's not about hiding, and it's not about deception. It's about this is truth, and this is who I am, and this is what I'm stating. So it's backing up the words that you're saying. So with your presenting yourself that way, so there would be no veil. There would be no veil.
And I'm hearing that it's going to, like, everything is going to unfold just in the right steps. So it'll just go, because I'm seeing steps kind of like, okay, you do this thing, and then it leads to this, and it leads to this, and it's just a very...
Process.
Yeah, a very
process.
Laid out, well process. And it unfolds the way it's supposed to.
All right. Sounds like I'm on a trip.
That you are.
Thank you.
It's a fun trip. You're welcome. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Yeah, bye. Bye-bye. Okay, so we'll take one more caller, and then we will take a couple from the chat room. We've got area code 951. Hi, who are we speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Nathaniel calling from California.
Hi, Nathaniel.
How are you doing?
Pretty good. I have a couple of things in school. I've taken a security guard course. And I was thinking about taking a trucking course. I don't know if they think either of them would be the trucking course. You know, you get paid, I guess, if you're going 60 miles an hour, you get paid $15 an hour.
Oh, you mean the what's going to come in and pay the bills so that the bills are covered?
Right.
Well, just think of if you were a trucker, you could go out and you could see, you know, part of the country. So it's like that would be a cool thing if you're wanting to do that. I'm hearing thumbs up on that. You're not giving up on the music, though, are you?
Hauling 8,000 pounds of, you know, goods around might be, you know, a trick too, you know. Trucks weigh a lot.
Oh, yes, trucks weigh a lot. Yes, yes, that they do. They do, they do. And it's a huge responsibility to drive one of those puppies. So,
as you can kill anybody, you need, you know.
Oh, they, I hear you. I hear
you. And, you hey. Know,
so a career for Nathaniel, just bring the money in for him to pay the bills until the music gig starts paying off.
Yeah,
yeah,
I'll keep hearing music
that.
With you.
I was just thinking of playing I'm Free of the Who on Tommy.
I'm having a hard time hearing.
Yes, I'm trying to whisper, but, you know, somebody's asleep in the next room, so I'm trying to...
Oh, somebody's in the next room, so
oh,
he's trying
okay.
to be more quiet, so he can't say it very loud.
Okay. Okay.
He wants to fix the situation, basically, is what you're in. Am I hearing that correctly, Nathaniel?
Right.
Let's see. Okay, so I get it. So he wants to know...
Well, I'm hearing part-time trucking would be fine for you. That it's a job you can handle.
Well, this isn't part time. I don't think it's like you got to take the course for 9 months, and if you don't do it in 7 months, you have to pay for the whole course.
Oh, I see.
Which would be thousands of dollars. It's a something called the England Truck Aid or something, the PC England or something. I'm a little weary.
See, I don't know if it's you're supposed to actually do the trucking gig or if it's very symbolic mm-hmm. of what you're going through right now. That's why there's quiet on my end because I'm trying to figure out with your guides going, so what are you trying to say? Is this more symbolic? And what does a semi-truck represent to you?
Because all I hear is keep on trucking, so I don't
that's my song, that keep on trucking song.
It does, it does.
I mentioned Lisa J. Smith before. She said she got that song for me to keep on tracking songs. It may be symbolic.
Symbolic. I'm hearing symbolic, yes. That's what I'm hearing. Symbolic as to where your life is right now. So,
I'm not sure that trucking jobs pay that well anyway. I mean, for what you're doing, it's only $15 an hour if you go 60. You know, if you go 40 on average, you only make 10 bucks an hour.
Hmm.
And that's a big truck, and, you know, freeways go a long way.
Yes, they do. They do. You know, and now all of a sudden I hear painting, so I'm going, okay. So, again, for whatever reason, it's very symbolic. I don't know if this is actual that you're supposed to take up and do painting. I mean, like, and I'm seeing painting of houses, but house painting would be, okay, how do you want to paint your house now? Basically, what I'm getting with the universe, that's symbolic also. How do you want to paint your house? So what is it you want to do? Music is what you're supposed to still be focusing on, but I get it because you need your monthly income coming in to pay your bills. The universe doesn't necessarily get that. People say they get it. They don't always get that. It's like, yeah, we need it in present moment at this moment. So meanwhile, what can we do to bring that income in so it doesn't lower my energy? I don't lose my faith. So it's
I'm still hearing part-time. Part-time trucking, whatever that means.
Well, it might not be for a big truck, though, see, because if it's only for, like, not a 45-footer or a 50-footer, which is, I'd really like to get more, you know, experience in maybe a 30-foot truck, a 27-foot truck. You know, they're not as bad as those big trucks.
Have you looked into, like, local delivery trucks?
Yeah, it's more local, you know, kind of more you know, delivery rather than a big semi.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think you need a Class A license to drive those.
Right.
But, you know, I'm going for the security guard job, too. I'm just waiting to get my car.
45 days to get that. Security guard feels very good for you right now. I'm trying to think, what can you do right now just to, it might be to where, I mean, I don't know where it is that you live, but just to get, I'm hearing, is there a temp agency where you live that you'd be able to go and register with?
Well, I'm actually getting calls from a temp agency, but I'm in Barstow, way in the desert, not in, I don't even think they have temp agencies out here. It's so small in Barstow, and half the people here are on welfare, and I'm just living with my brother.
Oh, so how long of a drive would it be for you to get to the temp agency?
Maybe about 100 miles or less, 85.
What? Wow.
I'm way out here. I'm halfway to Vegas, you know, from Southern California and Orange County. You know, I'm out past 30 miles past Victorville and Apple Valley. I'm way almost halfway to Barstow. I mean, I'm halfway to Vegas.
I almost wonder if you could connect with them, like internet, because you have internet out there, correct?
Yes, I get messages on my phone. You know, can you show up at, you know, Garden Grove Day? Can you show up at, you know, Newport Beach? For this, you know, I'm just, you know, I actually made a trip to Orange County Monday. I didn't know if my car would make it because of my transmission. I wonder if I can get a transmission reading to my car if that's going to go out next time I go to, you know, Orange County, you know, to take the 100-mile drive.
All I'm hearing is getting in connection with a temp agency. That's all that's what I'm getting at. I'm asking repeatedly. And so there's a lot of symbolism that's coming in for you right now. You know, it's making those internal changes, letting go of old belief systems, you know, changing the wording that you're using, seeing yourself in the flow. And so whatever the next part of your journey is, that it will be coming to you, connecting with your guides. So other than that, I don't know, Marie, are you picking
no,
up?
No, I'm just hearing the same thing, part-time driving, part-time truck driving, part-time truck driving. So I don't know, maybe the temp agency would have something like that.
Well, I think this other thing is a full-time thing because they want you to go to school for 9 months. And if you only make 7 months, you have to pay all the money back. So it's kind of a scam where they're looking for, you know, truck drivers. But if you don't finish the nine-month course, you may owe thousands of dollars.
Well, I would still check with the temp agency because sometimes, you know, companies will just want someone to drive a truck locally and just need someone, you know, to drive it around town. So maybe it's something like that where you don't need schooling.
Yeah.
That would be something to investigate in, you know, investigate, look, you know, call the temp agency. So that's all I'm getting for you. Sorry, I wish I was getting more for you, but...
Yeah.
That's what I'm picking up on right now.
Well, thank you so much.
I wish
much,
you luck,
lady.
Nathaniel.
Okay. Thanks so
thank
much.
Thank you. Good luck to you.
Thanks.
Bye.
Sweet. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, so let's answer a couple things in the chat room. Fante would like to know if there's a message. Is there a message for me about a soulmate, kindred soul meeting? Fante. I'm hearing not yet.
I'm hearing yes, but it's not right in the picture yet. We're looking at probably more into the new year because there's still some work that you both, not just you, but both of you need to be working on, and it's more about balancing.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are very, very close. It's close. But what closest to us and what closest to the universe are two different things, just so you know.
Right.
We would like it to be, oh, you mean tomorrow? Like, you know, going... no, you still have to do some stuff. So, but yes, so just to keep your heart open, keep doing the work that you're doing. Don't get bummed out or discouraged because we're saying the new year. A lot of us, it's not coming till the new year anyway, so we're right there with you.
Mm-hmm.
So Just continue doing what you're doing. Be specific on what it is that you want. You want somebody who's balanced and you're equal. So if you want balance and you're equal and that they're going to be of the light, 100% of the light, you need to be the same way too. You want to get what it is that you're going to be able to mirror back to them. So,
well, she wants, or they want to know what kind of work. Just work on yourself, as all of us are going through the same thing.
It's
just
self-love stuff. It's really opening your heart chakra. Because
yep.
The new time period, the new energy, guys, it's about our heart expansion. It's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. No matter what we're going through, are you able to let go of that sadness, hatred, not saying that you're going through it, but it's all of these lifetimes that we've been through and we've held on to all this stuff that is in our heart chakra, and it's expanding our heart because we are living a new life. It's from the heart center.
Mm-hmm.
Everything you do from this moment forward, is it coming from your heart, not from your head, not from your gut? Is it coming from your heart? So that's what I mean by everything should be heart centered that you do in your life. If it's not coming from there, then you know that's not the route to go down.
Right.
So hopefully that's clear.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right.
Your answer.
Wonderful. So here's Zena 44 would like to know if there's a message.
Zena, I like that name. Zena, I used to watch Zena the Warrior.
You said that.
I love her. Zena.
I'm trying to think. Let's see. I'm hearing play more with you. They want you to play more. Don't, you know, you work hard, but also play more. Keep yourself in joy and let the inner child come out more.
Are you a very, the energy that I'm feeling, can you tend to be a little too serious?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hearing, you know, there's things, I don't know what it is, and it feels like it's past experience that you are starting to turn your, look at it differently, but I'm hearing, and the universe shows me butts with underwears in the cracks, so it's like, you know, get your panties out of the bunch. And so they're using it very humorous, you know, they're doing it with humor, but it's about not taking yourself so serious and not taking life so serious, because what people have forgotten about or didn't know about, life is a game. It's about having fun, you know, and it's about wearing different costumes. We're not in just one. So it's learning how to adapt to different things, but being able to maintain your authenticity and your genuineness.
Oh, and I just heard, okay, with Halloween coming up,
yes,
if you wanted to dress, if however you wanted to dress, do it this Halloween. Just whatever your little fantasy is, whatever, you know, it's very playful, but they're saying dress up and go somewhere and just have fun with it.
Yes, yes. And there seems to be a common theme, but that's where we're all at. Just
yeah.
So you guys know, it's letting go of all the old costumes and knowing you can put on different costumes. You don't have to be stuck in the past. Change it up. Do something different. So it's symbolically, spiritually, but you can also change your costume and the way you present yourself to the world now. Get rid of the old masks. And if you're going, I don't know who that is, this is the time. It's figuring out who are you. Who are you? Only you can figure that out. So you're on a cool path, just so you know, Zena. Just continue to move forward. I hear keep on trucking, trucking, trucking. So it's kind of like the Nemo, keep on swimming, keep on trucking. So you're on a cool path, so continue. Again, you know, we're here on Fridays. Can ask us another question. So just continue doing what you need to do because you're getting there. You are going in the right direction.
Yeah, but just remember, play more.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's okay to be silly. It's okay to be like a child. Let it out a little bit more. That'll be great for you.
So jump on a trampoline if you've never done that before. You know, slide down the slide, swing on a swing set, whatever. Do
even,
something
even
that you would
even coloring in a book.
Yes, color in a coloring book. That's a good way of bringing the inner child out.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. So hope that helps you.
Yes.
Okay, and then we have another question from Lachey. Will my finances increase anytime soon or later? I just finished my makeup course last week, but don't know if I should continue with my studies in makeup or find another job.
What are you getting?
I'm getting that, yeah, finances are going to increase, but I'm hearing to stay in with the makeup, somehow related to the makeup.
Yes, I'm hearing continual. Mm-hmm. I'm hearing continual. So don't get frustrated, because right now you're being tested.
Yep.
You're being tested. Just know it's a test and saying, okay, I got it. So does that mean it's a test and you staying on, if this is you're setting your mind for this, you're going to do this, or are you going to waver and falter and go, oh, okay, and because that means you're not trusting what it is you need to do. So if this is what's bringing you joy at this moment, continue to do it. So there you got it. Got two validations. Two validations.
So awesome. Okay, so we don't have any callers. If we have about 10 minutes left. If you want to call in, 347-327-9360. And we will get your question answered, or if you have a comment, we'll accept your comment as well. So anything else you want to talk about?
Well, you know, on that note, because a lot of people are asking about love, this is just for everybody out there. Do not give up, you guys. It is rare that I have ever, in the whole time that I've read people, and I've been able to do it my whole life, but I've only been doing it to where I've been speaking outwardly, you know, the past maybe 12 plus years. But it's don't give up on love. But first and foremost, you need to love yourself from within. And anything else and anybody else is an added bonus, and that's what we forget. We think if somebody loves us enough, that's going to be enough. It still stems from within. You still need to do your work, and you know, it doesn't have to be hard and painful like we think it is. It doesn't mean it has to be exhausting, but it's like, why are you not worth that investment? So look at it from that way for those of you who are going, but I'm just tired. But you're tired because you're holding on to those old belief systems. So you need to look at and examine, you know, that self-love stuff. With that, then you're able to expand your heart even more, and you will be amazed at the love the universe brings to you. But if you're closed out, and those of you who are going, I'm always going to be here by myself, well, the universe is sitting here presenting to you galore, much love, but you're going, but I want it to look this way. I don't want to have to do the work. I'm so God bless and tired, but I'm telling you guys, you're not the only ones out there. We're here to cheerlead for everybody. We're here, you know, we're all here. We're all in the same boat, you guys. We are.
We are. And I'll just tell you one little funny story that I thought was funny. You know, I've been putting out, we just had a conversation last week going, because I was telling Beth, okay, when is my man coming? The universe, I'm like, you know, I'm not even being presented. I mean, no guy's even coming and talking to me. No, nobody's even approaching me. And what happens? I got approached last week, and he calls me up, and then he's like trying to dig into my personal life through the excuse of real estate, and I got off the phone, and I called Beth. I'm like, yep, the universe is being funny. I just had to say it, and this is what they throw at me, and she's like, well, here you go, and I said, no, not my type, so be very specific when you're talking to the universe, because the universe does have a sense of humor, and I really believe they threw them at me to say, here you go. You said that nobody will approach you, and here he comes.
But also, okay, this is a good point. Also, when she said it wasn't my type, also keep an open mind, because someone who you in the past normally would have been attracted to somebody else, of course I would love tall and handsome and this and that and everything else, but it's like, okay, that doesn't mean keep a close.
No, his energy was...
No, I'm not saying to you, but yeah. I'm just saying to everybody else.
Yeah.
See how Marie makes it about her. But it's like, you know, anybody out there, it's keep an open mind. Don't sit here and shut down to all possibilities. Do not judge a book by its cover or a package that
That's
it comes
true.
In, because you never know. This might be the brightest light that is presented to you, to where you're going, oh my Lord, what a wonderful surprise, what a gift. Because here is what I thought, and you were so much more than I even imagined.
Mm-hmm.
So you never know. You never know.
No, and that's true. It's just that you also can tell, the energy-wise, whether that this is not going to be a fit. Yeah, they might come and, you know, approach you and call you and say all these things, but you can. I could feel the energy behind it, and I just. No, didn't
exactly.
like it at all. Not a match.
You know, and for women out there, because I can talk plus size woman, so it's for those of you, love all of you. You don't love just the thin you. You have to love all of you. You love all of you. The person who's going to come into your life is going to love all of you. Remember, weight can always be, you can always get rid of weight. Your personality, who you are, is always there. So it's like, and plus, do you want that shallow person in your life anyways, to where you're only going to be eye candy? So it's like, you guys also have to realize we're letting go of all the old belief systems of how we're supposed to look to other people also.
Right.
We are divine goddesses. Divine goddesses, if you look in history, hello, none of them were sin.
Yes.
So it's like, I was born before my time, people. I was born before my time. But it's like, you know, you have to love all of yourself, and you can't just talk it. You got to walk your talk. The universe is going to make you prove it. Oh, yeah, Beth, you say it. Let's see if you really are thinking it. Are you going to prove it? So it's like, just remember, your love is coming, you guys, but a lot is happening between now and the end of the year. So if you're not getting it, do not get frustrated. And remember, it isn't any different than if you were to go to counseling. You might have 20 steps going forward,
mm-hmm.
and there's a, you will go. You'll have setbacks, but it's there. You're going to continue to push. Perseverance, determination. 2014 is going to be a new year. And those of you who are going, oh, my God, I got to wait to the new year. Oh, my gosh, you guys, it's only October, November. It's 3 months away.
Right.
And it's going to go so God blessed fast.
Yeah.
Be the best, be your best you. So the person who comes into your life, it's a brand new you.
Right.
Who do you want to be? Who do you really want to be? Most of us are letting go of our facades.
Well, and also, too, I mean, you know, we're coming into fall, and fall usually, depending on where you live in the country, a lot of, you know, in the northern places, it's more like for hibernation. You get into the hibernation mode. But it's also a time of when, you know, the holidays are coming. There's festivities coming. Use this time and enjoy. Enjoy what's coming up. A lot of people are busy. Keep yourself busy. And before you know it, the new year's here. And you've used this time to work on yourself. So what better way to present yourself to that other person than being the best who you are?
I'm in hibernation mode all the time. I am somebody who so can be around myself 24/7. I really can.
Yeah, well, you know, with fall coming, I have to say it, and I'm saying it. I hate the fall. I hate winter.
I love
the
fall.
I tend to be cold all the time until April and then hibernate. But no, it's a good time. I mean, like I said, the festivals are coming. A lot of the Indian festivals are coming, so it's something to look forward to.
And I'll get the folks, she's like cold all the time, but she's wearing short sleeves. I'm the one who's hot all the time, and I'm wearing a little cover up. So it's like, I think that's hysterical, and I'm hot all the time. But you know, just remember that's what we're all going through this, you guys. It's reexamining and to find out who it is. It's a lot of self reflection. It's a lot of introspection.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you can come across labyrinths or medicine wheels, and you can really go in there and contemplate what it is that you want to accomplish and do small increments, okay? What do you want to accomplish just if you're overwhelmed, what do you want to do within the next week? So if you want to just accomplish, if you're somebody who's really, if you suffer from depression, choose not to suffer from it anymore. Because 9 times out of 10, if you do, it's a family linkage thing. It's a program. So work on changing that program. You are not destined to be depressed for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
But with that, you also have to be proactive. How do you want to change your thoughts? You have to change your thoughts. Nobody can change them for you. You can listen to Marie and I all you want. We can give you a little bit of laughter here and there, a little bit of insight, but you still need to do the work. You know, you can go to other individuals, but you still have to do the work. You will have, you know, what I call superficial Band-Aids. At that moment, you're going to feel good for that moment, but is it going to be lasting long term? So get in there and do your work. My God, I don't think anybody's had as much work as I've had. So it's like, go ahead and do it. And I'm not the only one out there. But
yeah.
Sometimes you feel like you're the only one out there, but you're not.
Right. So on that note, I hope you all enjoy the weekend. Have a wonderful weekend. If you can go to some kind of ceremony for the equinox, have fun with it. Get rid of all your negativity and bring in the positive, and we will see you on Sunday.
And you know what, you guys? Go to a fun little chill. You know, there's kids' movies out right now. There's some of them are really funny. Go there. There's the inner child right there. Go to a movie, and so you can laugh. And so that would be a good way of lifting your spirit. So other than that, we send you love and light.
Yep, and we will see you on Sunday.
We'll see you on Sunday.
Okay,
bye.
Bye-bye.